Happy holidays from Pat Ribble's Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds. Drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 17 began Thursday night with the Seahawks keeping their sights set on the playoffs with a 6-3 victory over the Bears in Chicago. Seattle's defense stepped up at Soldier Field, racking up 7 sacks and holding Caleb Williams and company to 179 total yards. Prior to kickoff, the Seahawks placed Kenneth Walker III on injured reserve. The veteran running back finishes the regular season with 573 yards rushing and would be eligible to return to the field if Seattle were to make the playoffs and go on a postseason run. In other injury news, CeeDee Lamb will miss the remainder of the season due to an ongoing shoulder injury. The All-Pro wideout will undergo treatment but will not require surgery. And in Detroit, the Lions have announced that veteran quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is coming out of retirement to join the team on their active roster. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-949-1331. That's 800-949-1331.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel. Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and at D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
President and clerk appointed for Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards. Paso Robles firefighters respond to report of smoke in apartment. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks after this year's election season. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk. Trustees McCoy, Ennie, and Castillo dissented in their votes for Cogan's appointment. Atascadero's trustees Tracy Ellis White and Denise McGrew Kane will serve as the board's president and clerk, respectively. School boards are required to elect a president and clerk annually per California election code. The president has the same rights as other members of the board, with other duties including appointing and dissolving committees subject to board approval, signing all acts, orders, and resolutions necessary, representing the board as spokesperson in communications in conjunction with the superintendent, and working with the superintendent to ensure all board members have necessary materials and information. Passerville's firefighters received reports of smoke coming from an apartment early Thursday morning just after midnight. The incident occurred at 420 12th Street, with firefighters able to see smoke coming from inside of a unit. Upon investigating, they discovered the source was a heater with a door placed against it. No injuries or significant damage was reported, and crews left the scene at around 12:55 a.m. Closure reminders for New Year's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The city of Passerville says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday as well. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Now here's an update from Passerville's Capital Projects engineer, Didis Esperanza.
The Golden Hill Road paving from Creston to Rolling Hills was completed at the end of a very long day. Thanks for the community's patience, as it was quite challenging, I'm sure, for the people going southbound to have to detour to Rolling Hills. Thank you also for your patience as we're having to detour traffic in the Bolin neighborhood. We're constructing a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston, and so access across Nickerson at Creston is not available to traffic, and so the traffic flow has to be rerouted to the Bolin neighborhood. I'm pleased to say, however, that the contractor is progressing well, and as anticipated, the work should be done by the end of the day on Friday, January 13th, and open it up to traffic. And so the detour through the Bolin Drive neighborhood will no longer be needed.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. The California Highway Patrol entered its Christmas maximum enforcement period on December 24th, which came to a close on the 25th at 11:59 p.m. CHP says that during this time, 308 individuals were arrested for driving under the influence across California. 8,835 citations were also written up, which included speeding, seatbelt violations, and other traffic infractions. CHP will enter another maximum enforcement period for New Year's, starting on New Year's Eve. Several dozen laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 2499 will expand the list of crimes for which employees can take time off, as well as allowing employees to take time off to assist family members who are victims of specified crimes. AB 2123 will prohibit employers from requiring employees to use up to 2 weeks of unused vacation time before being able to access California's paid family leave program. Paid family leave provides wages for workers who take time off to care for ill family members, bond with a child, or help family members called to active duty. AB 1780 won't go into effect until September 1st, 2025. It will prohibit legacy admissions to private, nonprofit colleges in the state. This will prevent legacy or donor preferences for applicants as part of the admissions process. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Seahawks defeated the Bears 6-3. Tomorrow the Chargers will face the Patriots, the Broncos will go against the Bengals, and the Cardinals will face the Rams. For KPRL's triple header on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders against the Saints, then the Dolphins versus the Browns, and finally the Falcons will take on the Commanders. In the NBA, yesterday the Pistons defeated the Kings 114-113. Tonight the Warriors will face the Clippers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Authorities say another leg has washed up on a beach near Los Angeles just a day after one was found early Christmas morning. Captain Aaron Belda is with the Palos Verdes Estates Police Department.
Our beaches are typically rock, and it's my understanding that it was located at the shoreline, but atop some rocks.
The remains found in the same area where two fishermen disappeared after their boat capsized earlier this week. Holiday travel is picking up the pace as people make their way home.
A lot of people are stuck in their Uber, stuck in their Lyfts, or in their taxi, or they're getting dropped off by a family member, or they're driving, and they planned ahead and knew that they had TSA pre-check. I'm not checking it back. I should be okay.
Aisha Diaz with AAA says leave yourself plenty of time, more than you think. And TSA is expecting airports to be very busy through the weekend. No estimates on how much revenue will be lost while restaurants and other businesses on the Santa Cruz Wharf remain closed. Structural integrity still being examined after part of it collapsed into Monterey Bay. John Gilliland, California News.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're very welcome.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles. No vaping allowed. Real cigars for real men and possibly some women. Whether you are an experienced cigar smoker or a newbie, kick back in Boyd's Tobacco Lounge and enjoy your cigars or take them with you. Check out their website for upcoming cigar and wine events, usually the third Thursday of each month. Enjoy food, wine, and cigars. Pull up your big boy pants and get to Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. UCANR Innovate, the innovation arm of the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources, has opened applications for its Vine Connect program. California farmers are the heart of global food production, but staying ahead requires constant innovation. To meet this challenge, VineConnect bridges the gap between innovation and application by helping entrepreneurs tailor proven technologies for farmers to ease weed control, harvest, and other farming tasks. Each year, the VineConnect program runs three cohorts, each centered on different focus areas within California agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Cloudy skies this morning with partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mid-60s on Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 821.
Buyers qualify for loans and programs. Financing through select lenders and on select new in-stock Ram 24-2500 Laramie or higher trim models only. Offer excludes Tradesman and Bighorn. Most awarded heavy-duty truck is based on the last 5 years. Not all buyers will qualify. On approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during the Wrap the Year sales event, we're closing out the year with over-the-top savings on new Ram 2500s. Your wait is over. Right now, take $16,777 off new Ram 2500s. That's $16,777 off the most awarded heavy-duty truck. Not one or two, but everyone in stock. These offers are for the public only, so please no dealers. Ram 2500s at these prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Just in time for year-end, Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does it again. Take $16,777 off every new 24 Ram 2500 Laramie or higher trim during the Wrap of the Year sales event going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in
Rubble. This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. A lot of red on Wall Street on this holiday-shortened week. Big tech stocks dragging NASDAQ down nearly 2%. And most Americans believe health insurance profits and coverage denials share responsibility for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, though not as much as the person who pulled the trigger. This according to a new poll out from NORC at the University of Chicago, which found about 8 in 10 adults said the killer had a great deal or a moderate amount of responsibility for the shooting. About 7 in 10 adults say denials for healthcare coverage by insurance companies or the profits made by them also bear at least a moderate amount of responsibility, with younger Americans in particular blaming the murder on more than just one person's actions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curberel and Moral Roads. All products we offer or on our website at stoveandspa.com.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darcia will be in for Al this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, so enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, it's Pure Country, then Diane, a couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the Country Store. Jimmy's in with Gearhead Radio, and we'll skip all the way to Jukebox Saturday night. Gary Brill, and the spotlight will be the fabulous career of Leslie Gore. All here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Washington State first responders answer a child overdose call. When EMTs arrive, the child's mother refuses to let them inside. Cops have to force their way in. Thankfully, the child's grandma already administered 2 doses of Narcan. The child is expected to survive. The mother, Summer Ward, 27, now charged with child endangerment, criminal mistreatment, drug possession, and obstructing an officer. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
For over 87 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk. For Atascadero, trustees Tracy Ellis White and Denise McCrew Kane will serve as president and clerk, respectively. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. City of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Paul Stevens. Current House Speaker Mike Johnson could have problems maintaining his leadership post in a few weeks.
The breakdown is 219 Republicans to 215 Democrats. The Speaker of the House must win an outright majority of all members. Current Speaker Mike Johnson is on thin ice with the right flank of his party after last week's debacle over government spending.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Some aviation experts think Wednesday's crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet in Kazakhstan came because of Russian air defenses based in Chechnya.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that an aviation security firm believes the flight was likely shot down by a Russian military air defense system after it evaluated the footage of the crash, damage to the aircraft, and recent military activity.
And that's Fox's Chandley Painter. 38 people died in that crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window master. Some clouds hanging around through most of the day. Highs in the mid-60s, some clouds tonight, and maybe some pretty heavy fog early Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, and for Saturday, we'll turn out, have some clouds hanging around once again. Highs should be in the mid-60s, low to mid-60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, upper 60s with some clouds and sunshine. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 4:58 p.m. We've gone up, it's 52. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Open mic Friday, you and Darsha this afternoon. Al has some family in for the holiday weekend, so Darsha will be in 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing when you need them, and boy, don't we need them like yesterday. Call them 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, whatever floats your boat, so to speak, and you change your subject, change your mind at any time. That's just how it works. That's how it's supposed to work. So I've been reading a little bit about this California Prop 36, and it's aimed to implement stronger penalties for drug and theft crimes in California. We've seen what's been going on in the last few years. And now, if you remembered, there has been some backing for some very progressive district attorneys around the state, backed by billionaire George Soros. And apparently that Californians have had enough, because in some cases people voted over 70% in favor of getting rid of some of these DAs, as well as in favor of Prop 36. Of course, there are those who say Prop 36 is it's racist, because more brown and black people will end up being arrested. Well, you don't commit a crime, you don't get arrested. That's maybe too simple. Now if you go back to Prop 47, that was 10 years ago, it downgraded most thefts from felonies to misdemeanors if the amount stolen was under $950, unless the defendant had prior convictions of murder, rape, certain sex offenses, or certain gun crimes. If somebody's convicted of murder, what are they doing out on the street? That's would be my first question there. So anyway, the problem is for some that this is a Prop 36 is racist, and it won't necessarily make things better in California. Well, you might want to ask quite a few shop owners in the Los Angeles and San Francisco area on how they think about that. Of course, many of them aren't around anymore because they had to close down. But apparently being safe in one city and one's own business is not enough for some, so we have to throw in, why not use the race card? Because disproportionately is what they're saying, is that brown and black people commit more crimes. Well, if it's disproportionately, why do the statistics say that they do? So we will see. 70% of the people in the state voted for Prop 36. Okay. But the other concern is that it's going to fill up our prisons. So what are you supposed to do with people that go out and commit crimes and are convicted? Are you not supposed to put them in jail? What are you supposed to do? I know. We can put them in these people's homes who think that the jails are going to fill up because people are committing crimes. Well, maybe if the word gets out that if you do these kind of crimes, you could go to jail. Maybe that'll help. That now the poor defense attorneys are going to have to work harder to keep clients out of jail and prison. And so we will see what happens. But the other way certainly wasn't working. But again, nobody's answering the question, well, if these people continue to commit crimes, what are we supposed to do with them? Let them continue committing the crimes? Because they don't care. They don't care about people's properties, hard work, or the impact it has on others. And in some cases, this has turned violent. So, again, in California. Also, this is, well, I'm not going to say it comes up all the time, but many instances, and I remember specifically with George Bush, the young one, that many on the opposite end were complaining about him for many reasons, including, well, I'll let you know, we'll get to the phone line here. Hi, good morning.
Oh, hi, good morning. In your last segment, you and your caller answered both of your questions in regards to productivity and the time, the filling in of, that's just a matter of pushing paper around and filling in time for those positions that both of you were talking about is what I agree with. I mean what I agree with you, what you guys were saying.
You mean?
Well, it was about, well, who fills in the time, or why do you need to do this much paperwork, or why does it require a notarized signature, or like the one gentleman that was you were talking to said it took more signatures or more processing to send a $32 product than it was a $33,000 product, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the purpose of it, is to fill in the time so that, you know, people can have those positions available to them.
Yeah, but here's the other side of that. Why would a business want to hire people to do unnecessary work, unless it's government?
Well, you're right. Unless it's government, some of them don't go detected because some of the businesses get so large that it becomes almost similar to a government, and some aren't. Generally, the ones that aren't, let's call them moms and pops, are more efficient, as you all know. But the bigger ones, you know, through different departments, will have, you know, things slip through the cracks, so to speak.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And I wish, well, they're probably working or on vacation. But, you know, we've had a couple of doctors call in over the last few years talking about how much more paperwork they have to do now. And when you go to a doctor's office now, you see a lot of people there that aren't doctors. And, you know, they're on their computers and doing stuff. So it kind of may tie in a roundabout way to what I've been talking about here recently, is the regulations that government puts on business, where you have to have, you know, simply more people to handle the regulations, you know, regarding, you know, depending on the business, obviously, more paperwork so that the company's rear end is covered.
Yeah, that's a brilliant observation. And, you know, a year ago I had to go to Templeton emergency, and it was a really bad situation for me, and they were terrible. I mean, and it's in Twin Cities, and they were used to be just absolutely great. I mean, they've saved my life on occasion. But this time, like you said, there were probably 11 people on computer, women, secretaries on computers, talking about what they're going to do for the weekend and how they're going to do their nails and such. And there was probably two, maybe three white nurses that were busting their rear end, I mean, to make everything work. They were working so hard, it was hard for them to even be polite. They were just going so hard. And I ended up getting stuck in a storage room and an IV put in me because of the pain that I was in. And I was in a storage room where all they kept all the supplies. And then some low-life doctor came in there and kind of laughed at the reporters to why I thought I was hurt. I didn't know why I was hurt, but I was hurt. And made it out in his report, and it was just awful. The bathrooms were terrible. Everything was dirty. There was paper strewn all over the floors. It was so. Getting to what you were saying, that, you know, there's 11 administrators, so-called, and there's two or three workers. I mean, working hard. So, I mean, that was a brilliant observation. I mean, not on my part, but it was brought to my attention that I saw the change. And the doctors, what they have to go through, regular MDs, is also amazing. I'm going through it now, I mean, over the holidays. You can't reach a doctor over the holidays. I mean, and automated phone systems don't operate properly. But getting back to what you said at the beginning of your segment, what was it about Florida creating something that had to do with social media and youngins?
Yeah, kids 14 and under. They can't do it. Now, again, don't know how they're going to enforce it.
Yeah, and I don't mean what can't do what. Does that mean like looking at explosives, looking at pornography, looking at, I mean, what is it they're trying to keep them from doing?
They can't sign up for their social media. I'm not 100% sure, but that's kind of the gist of it. Of the kids, they won't be able to do that. And I guess unless it's parental consent. So if it's parental consent, then why have the law? Because if it's the parents just decide, look, you're not getting anything, whether it's a state law or not, until you're 15 or 16, all right, so that's the parent decision. But if the parents can consent to give it to the kid anyway, then why have the law?
Yeah, because it's going to be worked around anyway, and so it'll never work. And the kids are so bright, they'll get around to all that, and especially with the onset of AI. That's just a dream. You know, I mean, there's got to be another way to make it happen, I mean, or close to it, but I don't know. We just have too much technology way ahead of us, and the young people that have learned it are way brighter than people of my genre.
Well, that's true, because it's, you know, like a lot of things, they've grown up with it, and they don't know the difference, and it's not their fault. It's just that the stuff that you and I probably grew up with and that used, most cases you probably can't even find them anymore.
No, that's for sure.
You know, a fax machine, a typewriter, where are you going to find one of those?
Right, exactly.
But, you know, well, okay, so with the technology, have we... Now, well, let me back up. I remember years ago when this new technology started to come in, computers and so forth, that it was going to lessen our workload, and I also remember it saying it was going to save us paper. Now, I see just the opposite.
I don't know about seeing the opposite, but there certainly is a significant amount of paper and a certain amount of work that is still there. But it's the information part is what is they're focused on, and not the work.
Well, there's plentiful of information. Whether it's true or not, that's another discussion. But there's easy access to so many things of interest that you come across that I think it distracts you.
Right. Well, in this in this day and age, the average teenager is going to outwit the system. I don't care what kind of laws they try and put on them in whatever state. And you watch, it won't work. I mean, no difference than if, which I think guns or a course or something to do on guns should be mandated for every young child growing up to learn the safety and the control and how guns, if they don't want to touch one, they can watch a video. But I think that we should all have guns in our house in order to keep a safe society.
Well, gun safety certainly should be part of, I think, you're right, of the educational process within the school system. I mean, you hear people complain about it so much, then, well, okay, then let's do our best to make the kids aware of the dangers and how safely to use a gun or what to Absolutely. Do when you come in contact with it or something along those lines, instead of just saying they're bad, they're bad, they're bad. Let's do something about it. I also think it should be mandatory, particularly in California, that kids learn how to swim.
For sure. You're right by the ocean.
Yeah, we're in the ocean. Yeah. We have a bunch of lakes and so forth. I mean, communities build communities, pools. So let's teach our kids how to swim. Look, you want to throw a lot of stuff at them in school on how to make macaroni and cheese, how to do this, how to do that. Well, then let them learn how to save their own lives by learning the safety measures of a gun and also how to swim.
True. And before you go, I told you one time, I don't know, it's been 6 months ago, that I thought that there should be funds set up, whether they're through private donation or partially government funded, that young people coming of age in their teens, that's, I don't know what age to start with, but they should go to a third world country and see what Bombay is like, or Bangladesh, and see what conditions people live in, or across the southern border, and realize how bad they do have it in America. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they don't see that harsh reality until they get old enough to travel on their own at their own discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that'd be one of the greatest eye-openers for them.
Probably.
Why don't you go so you can take on some other... callers.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Have a happy new year.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. 7 minutes to go here on the Morning Exchange of Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Okay, Chris, I'm just guessing at school they never had anything about the safety of swimming or anything about guns, did they?
Not about guns, but we did take swimming in middle school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of the curriculum. It was convenient because, you know, Flamson over there is right next to the municipal pool, so we just walked there.
All right, so they taught you how to swim.
Yes, well, depending on what your swim level was. If you didn't know how to swim, then you'd be taught how to swim, but people who already knew how to swim would be divided up into two other classes based on how well they could swim and go from there.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm pleasantly surprised to hear that they would do that, because it is a, sooner or later, you're going to be around water. Sooner or later, and it's pretty important to learn how to respect it. To respect it, because it can be—it's a lot of fun, but it can be dangerous, and things can happen pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. I've always, once in a while, I like to go down to Montana DR out there and watch the tide come in and the highways, and I see people walking out on those rocks down there, and you know, a rogue wave. One of those waves that they're deceptive because they look like they're just coming in, then boom, they explode, and those rocks get slippery, and it wouldn't take much to knock you over or for you to slip into the water there and start getting your head banged up against the rocks. So to respect Mother Nature, particularly water. All right, this day in 1932, the Radio City Music Hall opens in New York City featuring the High Kickin' Rockettes, and there was, I don't remember her name, a lady that lived here in Paso Robles who was once a rockette. She was on Sound Off a couple of times, and obviously she was involved with local theater here. And I forget her name. She's a delightful lady, but that's almost 100 years ago, man. That's, whoa, let's see here. What else do we have? Not much else happened in today in history. Oh, for those of you, some may remember this or not. The children's television show Howdy Doody debuted on NBC. Now, it was originally a voice-only character, and there was no puppet. But the response was so great to the character that they hastily had puppeteer Fred Parris create a puppet for the character. As popularity of the character and demand for merchandise increased, there you go. A battle ensued since Buffalo Bob Smith owned the character, but Parris owned the puppet. Feeling he was being cheated out of revenues, Parris took off with the puppet during a live broadcast of the show. The producers then concocted a story where Howdy Doody decided to have plastic surgery to make him more handsome for the electorate while he was running for president of all kids of the United States. Okay, a new puppet was created to replace Parris's puppet, and this is the puppet that most people associate the show with. And that all happened back in 1947. Can you imagine that, the guy running off with the thing during the live broadcast? That's the beauty of live performances. I think another famous live, before most of our times, was when Arthur Gottfried fired Julius DeRosa on live television. I'd heard about that story for years, but then when I found out the reason, Julius DeRosa was singers go, their careers can be short-lived as far as the spotlight. Well, anyway, he was pretty popular, and apparently he signed a record deal with Cadence Records for, a decent amount of money, and I guess that really ticked off Arthur Gottfried, and he waited till he came on to the show one night and decided to fire him, because at the time, Arthur Gottfried's show was one of the most watched television programs in the United States. And to get back, so to speak, at Julius DeRosa, he fired him on national television. Nice guy. Nice guy. And that did hurt Arthur Gottfried's show. I don't know to the extent how much longer he was on the air, but it did hurt, and also hurt his reputation, which, from what I remember reading, that his reputation was well-earned, so to speak. That what we saw on television wasn't necessarily what he was. I guess it's kind of similar if you talk to some of Bing Crosby's kids. Anyway, some of that stuff, obviously it goes on, and that just is. All right, see here. Now here's a 1900. Carrie Nation staged her first raid on saloons, and this was in Wichita, Kansas. Okay, she usually did her damage with a hatchet, calling Hatchet Town. So Carrie Nation on this day in 1900. Well, I'm glad I never met her. We wouldn't have gotten along very well. All right, well, that's going to kick it into pants for this Friday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The California Highway Patrol entered its Christmas maximum enforcement period on December 24th, which came to a close on the 25th at 11:59 p.m. During this time, CHP says they arrested 308 individuals for driving under the influence across California. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. AB 2123 will prohibit employers from requiring employees to use up to 2 weeks of unused vacation time before being able to access California's paid family leave program. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Al is, spending some time family during this holiday weekend, or holiday week, and Darsha will be in this afternoon for Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy your weekend and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.